Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you have girls in the family, you quickly learn that when they get to the age where they can go out, the preparation is of equal importance to the night itself. All too often they get together to plaster themselves in fake tan and have a ready answer to the usual parental statement, "You're not going out dressed like that." The photographer Emer Lynch spent time with girls all over the country getting ready for and going to the teenage disco. The result is a book called Girls' Night Out. Emer, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Is it? It's kind of a ritual, isn't it, for young women, this whole thing?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it's like kind of like a rite of passage from childhood to womanhood, is like the kind of the hours you spend getting ready and like putting on makeup for the first time and wearing the bodycon dress and going to the disco.
And you have memories yourself of doing this?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to do the book, because I loved doing that so much. Like, me and my friend, I'm still really good friends with all the people that I went to discos with from my school. And we used to just spend, like, I think we would spend like 5 or 6 hours before the disco getting ready and eating pizzas and just like listening to music. And it was just such a nice time.
And so did you observe that the young women that you were shooting for the book, have things changed at all since you were doing it? Not that you're like, I'm not implying now that Emer's a million years old. She's, you know.
Well, I definitely thought I was a lot younger than I actually was. And it was only when I went to people's houses that were like 13, 14, that I realized how much older I actually am. Because they were like, who is this weird adult in my bedroom? But the difference... The only difference really now is that people don't wear heels anymore. I used to wear heels when I was younger. And we'd kind of, like, me and my friends would fall all over the place. Like, we were terrible walking in them. But now people have just stopped doing that. They have gotten smarter and just wear runners.
Yeah. Was it difficult to get permission from parents and the like, and even from the discos themselves?
Yeah, I mean, at the start, it was so hard. It was like there was, you know, big gaps between shoots, because I just couldn't get access to anyone. But once I'd done a couple of shoots, it got a bit easier, because I was able to show people the type of photos that I wanted to take. And they kind of understood that I wasn't, you know, trying to embarrass anyone or take kind of incriminating photos of anyone. So it did get a bit easier. And then Not Another International, the agency in Dublin, they were a really great help. They're putting out like call outs on their Instagram, where they've loads of followers. So that kind of made it a bit more legit, that I was kind of going through an agency rather than just a random person online.
Mm. And when you were kind of in, you know, girls' bedrooms, and there might be five or six of them in there, I assume that took a while before they relaxed and, you know, kind of forgot you were there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, surprisingly, they were all quite fine. There was a couple of people who were a bit, like, nervous, but, like, most of the time they were fine. Like, they, you know, they don't... Like, outside of school, they don't get to hang out that much. So they were just kind of chatting away to each other. And they also had a job to do. Like, they had to do their makeup and hair. So, and there was under, like, a time pressure. So they, after, like, 10 minutes or so, they just kind of forgot I was there.
Yeah. And take the tasks of, you know, getting ready and helping each other with the hair and makeup very, very seriously.
They do, yeah. And it's so much more advanced now than when I was a teenager, because, you know, everyone's on TikTok and there's so many, like, tutorials there. So everyone's, like, really good at makeup.
Were they all uniformly good at makeup, or did that vary?
There'd be, like, maybe one person in the group that was better at one thing, so then she would do everyone's eyes, maybe, and then someone else would, like, do someone's hair who is better at the hair. But like in general, they're all pretty talented.
Yeah. Were there any kind of regional variations? Because you did do this around the country.
So there was all around the country was all pretty much the same. Everyone wore the same kind of uniform, except for one place that I shot in, I photographed in Toome, where everyone wore like GAA jerseys and sports shorts. And I have no idea, like, why the style was different there. I don't know if it's, like, a Northern Irish thing or it was just that particular place. But, yeah, it was like, quite strange.
Okay, that's interesting. That is very... And so when you'd follow them to the disco then, and Because I suppose people listening might think, and they're just getting ready, this is all about boys. But actually, most of it is young women being with each other rather than it's anything. I'm sure boys are a factor, but it's mostly about them being together.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of. I wanted to only really show a positive view of teen discos. I didn't want to include boys in it because I think, I mean, when I was a teenager, when boys were involved, everything just got a bit more complicated. But so I didn't want to. I didn't want to photograph people kissing at the discos or anything like that. I wanted to just kind of show the female friendships of that age.
Mm. And so, from your observation, is there a normal trajectory to the night in the sense that the group would go to the disco together and would they kind of stay together for a while?
Yeah, I mean, the first hour of every disco I photographed was like so awkward. Everyone was so insecure being there, looking around all the time. No one was having fun. And it was like just, I could just feel the kind of the awkward tension in the air. And then I was really awkward. It's like the worst, the first hour. And then once I kind of did a few laps around the club, people got used to me being there and people got used to themselves being there. And then they would kind of dance and have fun. So the second and third hour, everyone's having a great time. But the first hour, it's very, very awkward.
Yeah. And did you notice now? This is certainly my own observation that teenage girls would spend hours and put an inordinate amount of care into getting themselves ready. Boys would go and they might put on a shirt. Is that still pretty much the same?
Yeah, I think it is still the same. The book is kind of, I know there's like a lot of pressure on girls to kind of appear beautiful and do makeup and hair, but I think there's so much nice things that come out of that as well. Like it's so fun to spend hours doing that. And it's not like, it's not a chore that you do, you know, for boys or anything. Mm. It's just a fun thing to do with your friends and to try out different makeup looks. So I think like, that's why I wanted to show with the book that like, we're not wasting time doing makeup for hours. It's actually like a very lovely time spent with friends that boys don't get to do.
Eimear, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Eimear Lynch there, the creator of the Girls' Night photo book.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.